This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, March 10. Enough for all. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 5. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kaum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Jairus' daughter met Jesus. Jairus had found himself in a very scary situation. His daughter was so sick that she was about to die. So he came to Jesus, trusting in faith that this amazing teacher could heal his little girl. On the way there, Jesus was interrupted by another person who needed to be healed. We'll learn more about that tomorrow. Then, while Jesus was delayed in helping that person, Jairus received word that his daughter had died. People began murmuring that Jesus shouldn't even bother going to Jairus' house anymore. But Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just believe." Jairus already had faith that Jesus could heal. Now Jesus told him to believe even more. Jesus wanted the father to believe that he could raise the girl from death. In the world as we know it, we might expect that Jesus' healing power was limited in some ways. But with Jesus, we're not in the world as we know it anymore. We're in the kingdom of God. There's enough for everyone in the kingdom of God, and Jesus' healing power and love are at the center of it all. Even death is not enough to stop Jesus. And Jesus raised the girl from death, giving her new life, just like he gives us new life. Pray with me. God, I thank you for your abundant power to give us new life. I praise you that Jesus is stronger than death, and I praise you for his gifts of new life for all people, including me. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.